usually there's no barrier between homes, other than just respect for others, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You go wandering in your neighbor's side yard or backyard. Of course, if they saw you or caught you, they might, if they didn't know you, they'd probably call the police. But the only way you can get into Casitas is through the guardhouse.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I live in a duplex, half this unit, but with this area is ours, and we have a common wall. Well, it's separated by about a foot with the other part of the duplex.
Uh-huh. Now, what other kinds of houses do you find in El Paso?
Well, anything from real old homes, in effect, where I grew up, on Aurora Street in Manhattan Heights, went to Crockett School, mm-hmm. in the Crockett School District. You know where Crockett is?
Not really.
Well, it's in Wheeling, and Copia Streets, in effect. You know where Wheeling Street is? It's up there. It used to be called East El Paso, but now it's central. I mean, it's even west central because the city's grown so much.
Yeah.
When I was a boy, the city just about ended at Loretto Academy,
mm-hmm.
and all the rest was just sand hills and desert. We used mm-hmm. to go out there and hunt rabbits when I was a boy and things like that, and hike around mm-hmm. or hike up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I lived near the mountain. East side of town.
Mm-hmm.
The 2700 block of Aurora.
Mm-hmm.
And were your mother and father, were they native El Pasoans?
My mom was. My dad is from Long Island.
From where?
Long Island, New York.
Oh, yeah, he's a Yankee, like my father.
Right, but he's a good Yankee.
Yeah, he's a good Yankee. Warner is a very nice guy, very quiet. And unassuming, unprepossessing. Your mother is a very close friend of a girl I grew up with named Alice Gearing Miskimmons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I see your, I mean your grandmother.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I see your grandmother. I have a bad knee. I had some knee surgery that failed
about
5 years ago. And we tried 100 different things to ease the pain. I'm in pain, but not agony.
Mm-hmm.
So, the upshot of it all was that there's nothing they can do for that, and so just take painkillers.
Now, the place where you spend most of your time in your house, the place where you would, sit around and talk with company, what do you call that room?
The living room.
Okay.
Or the library, but I think more commonly, like say their guests or friends come to visit, we use the living room, mm-hmm. although the library is certainly very adequate.
Mm-hmm. And you watch programs on?
Television.
Uh-huh. Now your television, is that in your living room or is that
We have the television in the library and down below we have another set, and then we have a small set on the kitchen table,
mm-hmm.
although I'm not much of a television watcher. Mm-hmm. I read more than I
well,
watch
that's
television.
Good.
There's so much trash on there.
I know.
I like to watch Channel 22, the news, and mm-hmm. things like that.
Sure.
We've had three sets, yeah.
Hmm. Now, you have a fireplace?
Yes.
Does your fireplace have a shelf on above it that you can keep knickknacks on?
No, and it's odd you mention that because my wife had to second wife that I, when I remarried, would like to put one up there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when I moved in there, I was not married to her.
Mm-hmm.
She would like to put a mantle there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because always before, where we'd been,